This is the Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
We'll be now called if somebody comes in and you think, oh, sorry.
Lock the door. Benny? Benny, you can do yourself if you want. Yeah.
Jürgen, first of all, I just wanted to get your reaction to Virgil van Dijk being named in the FIFA World 11, particularly, I suppose, given some of the criticism that he's taken of late.
Yeah, I don't think he got in this team because of the last four or five performances. It was because of last year, and I think that's fully and absolutely deserved. Yeah, he obviously likes it. He liked it a lot. I could see some reaction, so that's cool. He was there. Asked me if he can go there. Yes, of course. It's no problem nowadays, and was back last night as well. So, yeah, it's great. So, it's a... Was I there? Once I was there. It's a nice event. And so it's worth going for sure.
You said he wouldn't get it on his last few performances.
I didn't say that. I said he didn't get it because of that. It was for last season. Okay. Please do me a favor.
Apologies for
misquoting. It's already written, probably. bomb already out.
But in terms of him getting back to his best level,
it's completely normal. It's completely normal that but these kind of things. Players get injured and then come back. And then we say, one game we give them, and in the first game probably people say already, it's not at his best yet. Okay, then they give them 3 days more time and then they should be at their best. How can that work? In the good old times, people said, to be back to your best, you need as long as you were injured. Thank God that was not true. That, but whenever, 90s, somebody believed that. I know it from my own injury when I had a long-term one and they told me that. And I was like, okay, that's... can be a tough time then, but it's not like this. But it's completely normal that you find rhythm and stuff like this, and it's always important that you still get the minutes. But we get judged every day for the things that the people see in this moment, and that's it then. But I don't think it's too difficult to ignore that and just to work yourself through that, and then you will arrive at your best again, and then everything is fine.
And it should be pointed out that you go into this game in the Premier League with three consecutive Premier League clean sheets behind you as well. It feels once more that this is a real crucial point. I hate saying this week in, week out. It feels again like a real crucial point.
Why you do it then?
Because I kind of need to build it up a little bit.
Yeah, fine.
And with back-to-back
it's a super important week. You don't have to make it smaller than it is. We cannot ignore that. Why would I?
Thanks for helping me.
Yeah, a bit, please. Okay. Welcome. Yeah, we have two home games, but we have tomorrow, thank God, only one, and not two in one. But yes, I would love to give the season a little push in this week, and we need results for that, and to get results, we need good performances. So nothing I saw since the last game in training gave me the impression we don't have a chance. The few sessions we had look good. I know we all understand. Players as well, so yeah, we have to give it a proper go in this game tomorrow night against a team we played more often than any other team I think this season, and that's good. So we know a lot about each other. They know, of course, a lot about us as well. But we know it will not be easy. But that's now not the newest or the most surprising information. We have to make sure we are ready, and I know Anfield will be, and then we have to do our part.
I just check availability: Diaz, Joe Gomez, Konate, Nunes, Thiago.
Okay, let's start with a not so positive. Thiago, he's not. He's in rehab. Luis, I saw now. Watched half an hour the rehab session out on the pitch, individually. Shooting, moving, looks all really good, but was not in team training yet, so that will then, that's probably the decisive information. Joe Gomez is out, is with a muscle problem. Ibu trained yesterday completely normal, and Darwin as well. And now we have to see how he, especially, I think for Ibu, it's completely, had no issues since he was injured. We just wanted to give him more training time before we include him again, and that should be now fine. And what was the other? Darwin. Yeah, we have to see. It's a shoulder. It looked absolutely okay yesterday, but I don't know before. Some of the people will tell me how he reacted on yesterday.
Thanks, Greg.
Hi.
Obviously, a fourth meeting in, what, 11 games against Wolves. So is there anything you don't know about him? Is it difficult to prepare when you've already played them so often?
No. Not more difficult. It does make it more difficult. We have the last games, we saw them, different lineups to the when we played them. So that's a mix of the last information and the information we had from our games. So that's pretty much all. No, makes it not more difficult. It's just, it's a bit strange, but it's now it's not the first time where we had, I think that once when I'm here with Arsenal weeks, we played them twice in 4 days in different competitions, stuff like this. So we always have that from time to time. It's completely fine. No, it's okay.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Saw the return of Diogo Jota at Palace's first start, I think, for sort of 4 months or so. How important could his return be in these finals?
It's massive, of course. Diogo's an exceptional player, and the next one who was injured, stuff like this, needs to get rhythm now. I think it helped him a lot. Yes, was tired, of course, after the game, that's clear. Same with him, we have to see how he reacted. Then finally, today, we have to make these kind of decisions, who can start or who should start. But he will definitely be involved again if nothing happens. It's a top-class player, so it's great. Versatile, can play on the left wing, can play in the centre, and on the right wing as well. So that's really helpful for this busy period we are having now. So fine. As a 3-0, this game, yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. Will you revisit that? Will you talk about that in the build-up to this, or do you just leave it where it
goes? But I don't have to pick up the feeling again after that game. The players know it anyway, but there are important information from that game, so like which we need to use. To which extent, I will have to see more. We usually focus on ourselves. So now it's that the last game we played against Crystal Palace is as important as the last game we played against Wolves. So it's there's the different informations, but it's all important. And my job is to make sure which information I give to the players, because I have all of them, but there are definitely too many information. So now I have to figure out which we give to the boys. And one part of it will be, without saying it, probably we lost there last time 3-0. So it was not a cool day. It was actually the opposite of that. But main difference, we will play at Anfield. So that, and we have to make sure that this we have to make that countable as well. And I don't think Wolves sits now there. And my colleagues says last time we smashed them 3-0. So don't worry. Everything will be fine. So these are different games, and even 2-3 weeks in between games are massive. It's a long period, and so it's not a big point.
I just wondered, because it's a case of, as you say, how important the crowd will be tomorrow night as well, that you want to put it right tomorrow night.
You want to put it right, yeah, but we want to, how I said, I'm more focused on giving the season a proper push. I think that would be really cool. We felt that now, that like each game we won, everybody's immediately excited, and oh god, because it's now, it always looks like, okay, can get a bit closer. So now if you can get a bit closer, then you can, with the next game you can get more closer, that these kind of things. So it's not always about things putting right. It's just finally, I was said after the game, we have to make sure that not only result-wise, but emotionally as well, it's not like, oh, it's up and down and up and down. We need to find a steady mood, yes, mixed up with greed, passion, desire, all these kind of things, but not after you draw, you cannot smash everybody and say, how could you do that, or we lose, and after we win, oh, you are the greatest, and so let's work together for the next 20 years. So it's not, we have to be clear, and we are, but that we have to show on the pitch as well.
Carlos?
We mentioned about the three clean sheets you've had since that Wolves game. How happy have you been with the defending in those three games, and especially when you've had centre-half changes as well during those games?
Yeah, in between, maybe we conceded five. We cannot ignore that completely. Yes, even when it was Real Madrid, but generally the defending was absolutely okay. Like most of the things are okay, but we have to make sure that we bring that all together to the next level. So I love Ali making saves, but I would have no massive problem with him making no save in a game, and not because he concedes so many, but because they don't have a shot on target. So there are different ways of defending. You can have a clean sheet and the goalie has 20 saves, you have a clean sheet and the goalie didn't see the ball. That's a massive difference. And so we can improve in all departments, we know that, but it's still, when you have a clean sheet, then some things went absolutely right, and it's the main, a top main reason, I would say, the main reason for a win. Because if you don't concede, you have to score one. And that is, from all goal-scoring results, it's the easiest one. Because if you need five, it's more difficult. But one, with the quality we have and can bring on the pitch, should be able to do that. And from there, I would love to go on. But again, it's okay.
And in the COVID season, when you chase to get that top four spot, how much does that experience help your players as well as you're chasing the top four spot now?
Yeah, it helps because it was us. So you don't have to tell them a story from another club or another team or stuff like this. But we have a lot of stories to tell what went really well in the last few years and long winning streaks. Oh, I don't know, but didn't we break a record years ago for home? Didn't lose at home. Was it not us as well? 60, but no, sounds really a lot. 63. Nobody can look in your face. You can't even believe that it was us, but it was us. So and it's not. So it helps. But again, if it's history is not allowed, and history is as well what was last week, by the way, it's not allowed to hinder you. But it's not the only. It's, you cannot constantly rely on it. Did it before. Let's do it again. So we have to make sure. We are really, honestly. Okay, I wouldn't tell you if we wouldn't be in the right mindset, but I really see we have the right mindset, so we are ready to go. But now we have to really do it as well, because then a game is different. That's how it is. You have an opponent who wants the points as well, and we have to go against that. And we have to create, we have to attack, we have to defend, we have to protect, we have to do a lot of things. And I know the boys can do that, and that's now let's give it a try.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Carl at the back.
And you said that this week you need to hopefully give the season a bit of a push. And it feels like almost all year you've been looking for that little boost to get you on the momentum. But as we enter March, does it almost focus the minds a bit more, even in this season where pitches aren't as it would normally be? Do you get to March and think, well, we need to now, this one's going to be where we are running out of time?
I lost it when you spoke about March. What has to do with what?
Well, we get to March. Yeah. Thinking,
oh. Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should not move it to April or May. Yeah, that's true.
It's always felt like there's plenty of games to correct what's gone on before, but obviously if we get to March, there's still 15 league games left. But
that's all. It's 45 points. Yeah, that would be a good moment. It would be a really good moment. Yes, you can imagine that's exactly what we want to do. We want to do this 3 games ago. So, to be honest, we got 7 points from these 3 games, but the last one we drew, and I said it, and I know 100%. I didn't listen or read anything, but when I said it's the same game like we played before without scoring, and people, but it's the most important stuff. I know. Cannot change the other facts as well. Yeah, we have to force it. as well, but we have to play, we have to enjoy what we are doing, really, really important. And I really think we are ready. We are ready. If there's a club who can do that, I really think it's us, honestly. I really think. Because all the things we achieved in the last years, we achieved together. Nothing would have happened. Neither without the team, nor without the crowd. Nothing. And we have a future together. So, yes, the immediate future from tomorrow on or when I leave the press conference, but there's a bigger picture as well. So we have a future together. So and we will strike back in general, but now we have to make sure that we really squeeze everything out of this season, what we can get out of this season. And I don't know in this moment what it will be, but there are the obvious spots are not too far away from us, and we will see which one we can pick up. But there's no alternative to results. So we need results, and for results we need performances. And performances we prepare on the training pitch, in a meeting room, and then we go. So one more session, two more meetings, and vamos.
Welcome to the Open.
Oh, we have again.
Just about the situation in general this season, because you have asked a lot of players out at various times, it takes a while to come back. Is that a consequence, do you think, of last season? Because a lot of players have had muscle injuries, and quite serious muscle injuries at times.
Yeah, for sure. Some, like not only the... was an immediate impact from last season, I would say, when then, for example, Diogo got injured during the international period, came back, was back, injured again. For sure, that's something about that. Then other injuries were affected by long season, short break and short pre-season. And then some, well, as well, some from Ibu and Verge were after the World Cup. So I don't think it was not too, the last season was too influential for that. But in general, the amount of games might have been in French, we had knee bad knee injuries, if you want, with obviously Luis, which was an impact. Ibu's first injury was with an impact at the end of the preseason. So yeah, it all hang. Of course, it depends on each other. But the most difficult thing is then just when you have too many injuries. Then the problem is that the other players have to play too often, and then they get injured when the other players come back. But they need time to be their best on their best, and then that's a bit the situation you are in. So we didn't have yet the full squad together on the training pitch, but last week it was like without Thiago and Lucho, and there were 26 players out there on the pitch without not goalies not counted. So I mean, makes it then 28. So when they're all in, it's not, the squad is not too small. It's not that we don't have players, but never had them together. And most of the time, we have 6, 7, 8 players out. So now we don't have that amount, and hopefully it stays like this. And it would be massively helpful for this decisive part of the season.
You've been listening to the Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo.